This edition of Racing HQ brought to you by the 2019 APG Sydney sale. Secure your champion March 3 at Warwick Farm.
Morning to you, Tim.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Good, mate. Friday night at Canterbury. I know you've signed a few cards along the road this season, mate. It's a terrific night.
Yeah, they get great crowds out there, and it's good buzz, and they've really done a really good job promoting it, and getting the crowd to support it. Yeah, it's been enjoyable riding there on the Friday night.
Mate, you're coming off a couple of nice wins there. My Dependable and Chocolatier yesterday at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, both lightly raced stayers in the making, so hopefully they can keep progressing. They're showing a little bit at home, and Chocolatier, he really improved blinkers on yesterday. And Mr. Dependable, he's got the talent, but he's just got to work on his racing manners a little bit, and he just gets himself a bit worked up. But I'm sure they'll continue to race well and race through their grades.
Tim, I'm not going to go through all of your rides tomorrow because you do have a ride at this stage in every race, but there's so much attention on Ferretti tomorrow in this Chandon-S Silver Slipper. It's such a competitive race with the horses that we've seen, and then you've got your horse and Born a Warrior. What can you tell our listeners about the feel of Ferretti?
Yeah, look, he's a really nice colt, as you expect. He's high price yielding, great thought, got plenty of talent that, you know, everyone's been able to see it, his two trials. But I guess now with the rain and the track, you know, I think everyone expected to have a bit of a clearer picture as far as the slipper goes after this race tomorrow. But whether that's going to be the case now with the wet track and it might throw a bit of an indifferent result and maybe not the best horse win. But he's been well educated. He's had a good preparation and he's ready to go. So, I'm sure he'll acquit himself well.
Timmy automatically gets a bit of a spruik because he was an expensive yielding at $2 million. Does he give you the feel that he's got a few gears?
Yeah, he's always worked like a really good horse. He's obviously, he's been in the stable a few times and had a few preparations. So, I've been able to see a fair bit of him, even though he hasn't raced yet. But, yeah, he's always worked like a really high-class colt, plenty of talent. And, as I said, he's trolled up really well. And he goes to any other race apart from this race. He probably goes around, well in the red. You'd expect him to win comfortably. But, obviously, he's been thrown in the deep end a little bit. And there's... it looks a great matchup with the reigning slipper favourites of sort. McLaren looks well above average, and as you mentioned, the other first starter, Born a Warrior, is an expensive colt as well. So yeah, there's plenty of excitement going into the race, and I'm really looking forward to getting on him under race conditions and seeing how he matches up against what
probably
looks to be the best of them.
Yeah, look, it just seems to be the race of so far that we are going to see a lot of these good ones together. A strange question, I know, given the weather that we've gone through, but have you ever galloped him on softish ground?
No, I haven't. It's going to be it's a real unknown, and a lot of these horses probably haven't had the experience on soft ground, so. It's going to be a bit of a wait and see. So hopefully, it is race two, so the track should be still in pretty good order. And you just want to see them all have their chance and really find out who is the best of this bunch.
And just one final one on Ferretti. Is he a horse from an inside that you'd hope to take up the lead?
Oh, look, I think he's got options from there. He has shown that he can do it both ways in his trials. He led and then he took a sit. So he's versatile. So that will come out positive. And, like you'd expect, we've run again Adrian's. And then and then I'll be able to work out whether they're going too quick or whether I can control it. But there does look to be some fast horses in it. going to be very tactical, that's for sure, the first 200 or 300 metres of the race.
We're talking with Tim Clark about some of his rides tomorrow. There's so much attention on the autumn sun in the Hobartville, but Vega Days has done nothing wrong either at this stage.
No, that's right. He just keeps raising the bar. He's got a great will to win. A couple of times when he's been challenged, he's really knuckled down and fought them off to win. So it's a big jump up in grade for him. But, taking on a horse like the Autumn Sun, who, you know, it's obviously highly publicised that, you know, maybe his trials weren't that good. But, you know, you only have to look at his race record to see how good a horse he is. So, Vega Days has definitely got to go up another level again. But I've ridden him a couple of gallops since his last win, and the horse is in great order. He's probably going to the races in better order this weekend than he has previously. So he's thriving, and, you know, he looks great. I think that I haven't seen the best of him yet, as far as I think he'd be a horse that, if he gets into a race where there's a bit of speed and he can, sit off the leader and have a bunny to chase,
yep.
You see, you know, he's got a really explosive turn of foot. But whether he gets that situation to do that tomorrow, I'm not so sure. There doesn't look to be much speed again, so he might have to take it up. But he's going really well.
Sama Doubt is one that will relish the rain-affected track, likes it soft or heavy, and you've drawn a really nice alley getting back on Sama Doubt tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. He's drawn well, you know, up in distance. You know, he's never been there, so it's a little bit of a question mark, but he ran out a strong mile the other day. He stays down on the limit, and the horse is in great form. So he's hard to knock, although he's going up in grade. It looks a nice race for him, and it looks like it sets up well for him with being able to control it and getting on a track that he likes. And as I said, the distance may be a little bit of a query, but we'll find out tomorrow if he can run it out.
And one other that I wanted to mention was All Too Soon. I think David was nominated, I think, for last week or the week before. Comes back tomorrow. She's in good order, according to Dave, and another one that does like the rain-affected track. She's first up, obviously, so that's a bit of a query for fitness, but she's certainly pleasing, David.
Yeah, she's obviously she's a good mare on a day, and she's had the two trials to prepare her for tomorrow's assignment. As you said, you know, maybe a slight concern with the going into the race first up, on a wet track, but David gets his horses nice and fit, and he's got a real knack of getting these middle distance types ready. So I'm sure she was in a race a couple of weeks ago and she was scratched. So she's obviously she's ready to go, and I thought from a nice low gate she'd be able to get a soft run, and I expect it to be strong late.
As I say, you've got rides in every race tomorrow. That tells us that you're riding really well. And you've got, at this stage, three tonight at Canterbury. Any that stand out for our listeners there?
Probably the horse in the last, My Song, probably looks my best chance there tonight. He placed over the track and distance last start. He'll get a good run from the inside draw. So fingers crossed. But, all eyes will be on tomorrow with the 2-year-old race. So it's a busy couple of days, but really looking forward to the racing over the next couple of days.
Good on you, Tim. Thank you for taking our call. Good luck with your preparation and tomorrow.